Hello, this is Ajahn Brahm here again during the COVID time on, I believe it's the 26th of May, and speaking to an empty hall, but at least doing something for the service of others. And of course, one of the reasons that I'm a monk is because of the beautiful power of meditation. And having meditated now for over 50 years, that because I was meditating even when I was a student. And one of the things I discovered through meditation is that it empowers your mind. You can call it empowers your brain if you like, but your mind becomes very strong. And it explains one of those little things which I've noticed either in my own practice or in the practice of others I've known very well, that we may know all the great teachings, we know the Dhamma and understand it, at least intellectually, but sometimes we feel too weak to practice it, or that our mind becomes incapable of putting into words, into practice, those great teachings which we know are beneficial both to ourselves and others. And one of the things I've noticed that the more that I meditate, the more hours I put in on a cushion, if you like, sitting on meditation cushions, the more powerful your mind becomes. And the power of the mind can be felt just in its happiness, in its joy, and also in its ability to penetrate the truth of things. It seems to be that the more you are still, the more you conserve this mental energy, the more power you give to the mind, which means that when it sees something, it can see deeply into it. And it doesn't just see deeply into the nature of things, that what it sees is more joyful, more happy. It is just the insight into the nature of what happiness really is. And happiness is the state of a powerful mind. And of course, in these days, when people worry so much, when they think so much, when they do so much, it's no wonder the brain gets very tired. It runs out of energy. And because of the lack of energy in our mind, we have all these symptoms of our modern age. The anxiety, the depression, the anger, always seeing in life or in other people, always seeing the negative side of things, which of course doesn't help anybody. And so, yes, we all know it's wonderful to have a positive mind. And it's so great to see things in a good light and to see that though the people we live with may not be perfect, instead of just seeing their faults, we see their good parts. Not only does that mean you can engage more in the world, that you can actually be kind to people, be more friendly to people, and be of more service to others, it also brings you greater inner happiness as well. When you see what was once considered to be a problem as to be something which is, what I often say, is fertilizer for wisdom. You can see the good in it, the positive side in it. And so, this happens not by convincing you through words, but through the practice of keeping the mind quiet, keeping it still, keeping it peaceful until the joy and the happiness come up in meditation. Even when I was reading the suttas, these are the authentic teachings of the Buddha, and in the Pali Canon, you can't go past those in their truth. And if there's any record of what the Buddha actually taught, that's where they are, in those suttas. And there you see the Buddha sort of encouraging the joy which happens in meditation and seeing this is not something which we get attached to, it's not something we strive for, it's just something which happens. It's a sign that your meditation is going well. You enjoy it. You have fun with it. And after you come out of a good meditation, you're always so much more light-hearted feeling more free, seeing joy and happiness and beauty in things which just other people just cannot see. And because your mind is bright, you see the world as bright. It brings that happiness and joy into your life. And you cannot underestimate the power of that happiness and joy. Because when people don't have that inner happiness, they start for seeking happiness in so many outside ways which are not really helpful. They see it in other people's affirmations, how good you are, how wonderful you are, and how you are lovely and regarded so well. But of course, those qualities will eventually fade away. Your beauty, your abilities at sport or in business, your success, that will always fade while other people take that place. But there's something else inside of you which you can get happiness from, which is far more powerful. And that is the happiness of this mind. So not only does it empower you to have the more joy and happiness, but it also means that the mind can see much more deeply into the texture of things, into the nature of things, or what things really are. It is like human beings going around this world just with their eyes half shut. So they cannot truly see what's out there. And they do that because of a bit of fear of, you know, what they may see. They do that because basically they've got too busy to open their eyes properly, so they say. So in other words, when we do some meditation, really good meditation, just relaxing, being peaceful, being still, and getting energy coming up, our awareness becomes so much more penetrating. We literally see more, hear deeper, feel much more what's going on. And a good example of that, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but somebody brought this up in a question about meditation recently, that sometimes when you're meditating with your eyes closed and getting quite peaceful, sometimes you feel like the skin of your body like crawling with ants. It's just so alive. It's not unpleasant at all, but it's just very aware. It's just like your awareness is amplified, like you turn the volume up on a speaker and the sound is so loud. So you feel your whole surface of your body just really alive, just tingling. And it's not unpleasant, but it's very, you may say, for want of a better word, I don't know what the word is in English, the real word, but loud. And intense feelings in your skin. And having experienced that many times myself in the past, you realize exactly what it is. All it is your mindfulness is getting stronger and stronger. So these feelings, which are in the body all the time, they're not unpleasant. They're just weird, but you can feel them on your bodily skin. And your mind is so clear, you can pick up much more of them, much more detail. It becomes more intense. But I also know from experience that when that happens, oh, it's a good sign. It means your body is just almost disappearing. It's about to go. So just leave it there, don't do anything. The mind is becoming very powerful, very strong. That's what it should do in good meditation. And soon that feeling will disappear and you go into things like the breath. And as many of you read, when you read the Buddha's description of breath meditation, you see that you start to experience your breathing, and then you start to experience the joyful, the beautiful breath going in, the delightful breath going out. And it took me a long time to figure out, you know, again, through experience more than anything else, that the breath being delightful, what are you talking about? The breath is just breath, air going in, air going out. But that delight, that beauty is not in the breath. It's in the mind. Your mind becomes powerful. And whatever it sees is delightful. So it's the beauty is coming from the mind, not from the breath. Which means that you can watch this breath with no effort. When there's something delightful, your mind gets attracted to it. You see a beautiful sunset and just, you don't look at it. it is the mind, the eyes get drawn to it and get held by the beauty in the sunset. When you hear beautiful music, you don't need to focus on the music. The music takes you into it. And all of these examples, you can see just when there's a perception of delight, the mind gets drawn into it and stays with it. And when we get to those delights which are created in simple things like the breath, then we understand just how we can meditate for long and how we can meditate with deep peace without any fear that we might lose this, therefore we have to hold it tight. We can meditate with so much relaxation, physical relaxation, the body, it just sits there and looks after itself. You notice I said the body, not your body. Because in these states you realize with the powerful mindfulness, I said you can see much more into things. The things which you are aware of become so much clearer. And you can see that this body is not yours. You're just, you might call it hiring it for 60, 70, 80, 90 years. But it's not yours. You have to give it in one day. And understanding that, we understand just how we can let this body go. And there's deep meditations, the mind becomes peaceful, the mind becomes joyful, and you understand so much of how this mind and body work together, and what this mind is and what it's not, from direct experience. And when you come out of those meditations, there's sometimes you come out of meditation, it's like you're walking on air, as the saying goes, and nothing can upset you. The bricks on the wall are beautiful. The clouds in the sky, because we've just been going through a very, very stormy period here in Perth. The clouds in the sky are incredibly detailed and gorgeous, different colors. And everything becomes alive with delight. Ordinary things which one would normally feel negativity towards, you see in a totally different way. And what's happening is you're waking up. As often say the word Buddha, from Bujati, to wake up. A Buddha is an awakened one. And what does that word mean, to be awake? It means that your mind has woken up. Instead of being half asleep and dragging yourself through the day, you're alive, awake, energized, and see so much more into how this world works. And that's where the great wisdom and insights of Buddhism come from. Just see, it's obvious, it's natural when you have an open, powerful, happy mind. You see things which other people miss. And so many of the problems of the world, which doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists spend a lot of time trying to figure out, you see all that so clearly, where it comes from and how it can be fixed. Not through medication, through meditation. Simple things, like not curing, but caring. Simple things, like being in this moment, understanding this moment is where your future is made. All those beautiful little sayings which are so obvious, but which we forget. But where we meditate, we don't forget. They're in our mind. They're bright, clear. The mind is awake, and it knows how to live this life. So, that is just a little introduction to the meditation today to empower your mindfulness. So let's give it a try for 20 minutes or so. So if you're sitting on a chair or sitting on a cushion or sitting on the hard concrete or lying in your bed or wherever you happen to be, just close your eyes. If you're driving in a car, please keep your eyes open. But if you can and it's safe, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, come home. The home is not the house or the apartment flat in which you sleep at night. Your home is this present moment. This is where you live and rest and should spend more time. Come home into this moment. And into this body, which you can be aware of in this moment. You feel it. You're not afraid of it. Because you've got a good relationship with your body. You can get a partner, sometimes live apart, get divorced, or they pass away. You can have friends, they're with you, but then they leave. But this body is with you for life. So get to know it. And like any good relationship, you don't expect it, your partner to be perfect. You love them. To love your body is to know how to care for it. And just like a partner, if you show some care, an expression that you're really concerned for the happiness and well-being, truly so, if you show that same amount of care to your own body, the problems between you and your body get far, far less. It's like your body relaxes. It's not afraid. It heals and becomes healthy. So I'm looking at my body right now, aware of it as much as I can, and relaxing it. Telling it not to be afraid, to be at ease, to be at peace. And of course, you know, I call this kindfulness. It's a wonderful combination of being aware but being loving at the same time. Aware of my legs. I always ask the question, how are you, legs? Is there anything I can do for you to make you more comfortable? Even that sincere wish for my legs to be comfortable brings a deeper sense of comfort to them. But all those muscles in my buttocks, how are you? My tummy, just had breakfast half an hour ago. I can still feel a digestive process happening. But I relax it, just body doing what body has to do. And I give it the freedom to do what it needs to do. I'm back. Feel like muscles in my back, ones which are tight. I can feel them. Imagine two ends of that muscle being pulled apart and then continuing the visualization by imagining letting go of both ends. So not pulling anything. And the muscles relax. Just letting go is the cause of relaxation, of peace and health and comfort. Feel those muscles in my shoulders. A bit tight this morning. It's been a cold day. of being the warmth of kindness, allowing them to become at ease, to become soft rather than hard. I can feel them getting softer and softer. There's a tightness, a tension, the stress, the pushing, the pulling, the squashing is all removed. And they take on like a natural, free shape. An ice cube is made up of the same substance as a cloud floating through the sky. One is very hard and unpleasant to hold. The cloud is just drifting, so soft, so peaceful, high above you. So any tightness, any hardness, I turn into a cloud. Same stuff, only I allow it to melt under the warmth of kindness, to expand, giving it freedom, to its light and at peace. Go down my arms, checking everything is okay. My hands, making sure they're comfortable. I noticed the posture of my hands this morning is really weird. One finger under another finger. It's fine, it feels good. So if that's how you want to be, hands, it's fine with me. Then go up to my neck with my head balanced on top. And making sure my neck is comfortable. The throat is also relaxed. I actually spend time just zooming in on the feelings in my throat with kindness, with warmth, so they too relax. And out to my face, relaxing all the muscles around my eyes and my mouth. I feel them. I notice a slight bit of tension. I notice that and loosen it. Simple as loosening the strings on a guitar. Until it all feels free without being stretched, without strain. And this is one of the points where you feel delight. The happiness of a relaxed body. It's always there, that happiness, but sometimes you can choose not to notice it. And what a mistake that is. Notice that delight until your mind gets habituated to noticing the joy in relaxation. Noticing the happiness of a body which is so at ease, it does not need to do anything. It's the happiness of not having to do things. Not having to adjust, not having to move, not having to scratch. It's fine as it is. Such a delightful feeling of freedom. Freedom from having to do. And I stay with that freedom. Brings energy to my mind so my mind can become more powerful. I notice even that is a wonderful insight. It's a freedom from desire. My body is not asking me to do anything. It's at peace. I love peace. And peace is good for me. Peace brings me joy and wakes me up. And then, of course, I go into my mind, my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? 1 to 10, pretty peaceful today. But it also shows me about what causes more peace and what causes agitation. And I notice every time I aspire to something, every time I want something, every time I strive for something, oh, that peaceometer just goes up to very unpeaceful states. Now let things be. Get really peaceful. And because I've developed the perception of delight, I don't get sleepy. You don't develop the perception of delight early in meditation, you are likely to suffer sloth and torpor and get very dull. But what mind wants to lose the perception of delight? It stays awake because it's enjoying this moment. So I'm enjoying the peace of the mind. Then I get to the experience of breathing. Breath going in, free, free like a bird soaring in the sky. The breath going out, gliding back in the opposite direction. Totally natural, totally free. I just watch, don't control. I don't take notes and measure. Just observe in every breath, every moment. Not counting, not keeping, not taking notes. Just being, breathing. Caring. Not trying to do anything. And my breath becomes so clear. Delightful breath coming in. Gorgeous as the breath exhales. Not just watching breath, watching delightful breath. Gorgeous breath. I feel I could watch this for hours. Delight is not in the breath. The delight is how you look at it. Delight originates from your mind. The more it wakes up, the more it sees how beautiful peace is. I will be quiet for 5 minutes. When I start speaking again, I'll come close to the end of this short period of meditation. But for 5 minutes, I too will be quiet. Getting close to the end of this meditation period. Just savor these last few moments. Feel the peace of the mind, how it's associated with joy. Light. keep silent if you want to feel. The words are just not accurate. Feelings are much closer to truth. Feel the joy, sometimes like bliss, the mind at peace, as you come outwards to your body, this vehicle in which we live. Feel the body, it's relaxed, still, peaceful. It's like waking it up again, getting it moving. So the peace inside can turn to health on your body. And now slowly open your eyes. Smile to end this meditation period. As usual, I will give the blessing for you. Sabhoga vinimuto Sabha Santa Pavajito Sabha Vera Mati Gando Niputo Chatu Wang Bawa Sabitio Viva Chantu Sabha Rogo Vinasatu mate bhavan vantarayo sukhi digayu gopava apivadanha silitsa nichang utapachalino chataro dhamma Vatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balan. May you all be happy and well and strong.